Bishop David Onimusi presents An Extraordinary Life. This is Salem International Christian Center, a people full of prayer, a people in touch with the Holy Spirit, a people too strong for the devil to defeat, a people full of power. The Extraordinary Life. Thanks for joining us once again. Stay blessed as you listen.
Come on, say, it's our 30th anniversary. Come on, celebrate God. Hallelujah. It's been a whole week long celebration, starting from last Sunday, and today we're rounding up with a Founders Day service. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are simply celebrating the goodness of the Lord, His hand upon this work from 1988 until this day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on, celebrate God. Celebrate God with me. Shout hallelujah. Give God praise. Give God praise. Give God praise. Give God praise. Hallelujah. We are celebrating the goodness of the Lord, because not every ministry that started 30 years ago is still alive today. Some are nowhere to be found. But here we are, waxing stronger and stronger, where we are on three corners of the world. Come on, give God praise. Give God praise. Hallelujah. God is faithful. God is just too faithful. Amen. He's just too faithful. Glory be to God. We cannot but give Him thanks for His goodness to us. Amen. As a people, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You know, I said to us on Friday, when I said the people to dance somewhere, I said, it's not 3 years anniversary dance. I said, three decades. Amen. Three tens. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We honor Jehovah. Testimonies abound of the goodness of the Lord. Testimonies abound of the great things He's doing for us. Amen. And all people sending in their testimony continually, even in this accepted time, my system of lifting of favor, testimonies of God's hand upon our life have been coming in. Amen. A sister sent a testimony in. He said, yeah, I have a reply from the Home Office that my application is granted. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's just happening. Amen. It's just happening. How many this year? Plenty. Amen. From January to now, we have just been celebrating. Amen. Yours shall be the next. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's just too faithful to us, doing great things. Amen. Marvelous things. God enlightening our cause. He said, you know, on Wednesday, I said to the church here, I said, what did you say? I have come to my large. Don't miss service. Don't miss service. I have come to my. You spread your hand. I have come to my. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have come to our large place. We say it's going to be our decade of establishment. Amen. Enthronement. Hallelujah. And enlargement. Amen. Decade of what? Establishment, enthronement, and enlargement. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God shall enlarge your coast, enlarge your heart, enlarge your feet in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Amen. At set a time, part two, then we go to Founder Service Celebration. Amen. So it's going to be sharp. Amen. So be attentive. Amen. No time to waste. Amen. Please, let's give them a hand as they go to their seat. Glory be to God. Sharp. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, say amen with me. Come on, say amen with me. That you are here today, we say hallelujah. Amen. So many desire to be here, they are not able to come. Amen. But you are here. Come on, say praise the Lord. Come on, say praise the Lord. Come on, say praise the Lord. He is good. He's a good God. Amen. He's a good God. Hallelujah. My accepted time. Sorry. Eternal relevance part two. I can't miss it. Amen. Eternal relevance part two. Amen. Eternal relevance part two. Glory be to God. He said, open your Bible with me to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. Please, sharp, sharp, sharp. We'll soon be done with this. Then we'll go to the next phase and we'll close. Amen. Praise the Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 8. Say, bodily exercise is profitable. What? Glory be to God. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 8. For bodily exercise is profitable little, very little. Say, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. So bodily exercise profiteth little. He said, all we give our attention to, acquisition of things, mean laying down things here on earth, the kind of life we live, the things we attend to physically. He said, they profit little. But there's something that profit more. See, godliness profited what? Unto all things. Godliness profited into all things. Why? See, because it had the promise of the life that we live now and the one hereafter. See, godliness transcend our life here to the life beyond. Praise the Lord. So it's not just here. So, but if we settle on bodily exercise alone, see, it will profit you just little. Just little. So 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19. He said, if only in this world we have hope, we are of all men most miserable. If only here. If serving Christ has only relevance here, if serving Christ has only relevance here on earth, then we are of all men most miserable. Most miserable. Why do you suffer yourself? Why do you go through what you are going through? Why prayer? Why staying all night? Why fasting? Why deny yourself food? If all is just here. See, of all men, you are the most miserable. But we know it's more than that. That there's a life after this place. Glory be to God. That is where we are going. There's life after this place. So what we are looking at, when you say eternal relevance, say, how relevant are you eternally? Is your sight just here on earth or is beyond here? Are you just living to please yourself here or are you living to prepare for yourself a place worthy of accommodation when you live here? So how prepared are you? So what are we living for? Are we living for the now or for the now and the beyond? Eternal relevance. So no wonder Jesus says something. I like it. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 6. Let's go here together. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21. Matthew. Chapter number 6 of the book of Matthew. Verse number 19. Lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So it's not surprising why some people's hearts are not in the church, because their treasure is not there. Their treasure is not in the kingdom. Not surprising why some people don't even know about God, because their treasure is not there. But when your treasure is there, your heart will be there, brother. Because where you have your investment, your heart will be there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you are traveling with Henry, God will help you. Amen. If Henry is driving you, God will help you. Be praying every day. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Because Henry will be looking at property right and left. Amen. Right and left. Which one is about to be bought now? Which one is this property very good? God will help you. Amen. We pray, Lord, have mercy. Then I'm sorry, sir, sorry, sir. Then we continue again. Because you're looking at how that property is, how that property is. Can we buy this one? Is this one ready? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Say, where your treasure is, there your heart is. A lot of us don't have investment in heaven. Therefore, our heart is not there. Wow. Heart is not there. There's nothing you have against your account. Therefore, it doesn't really bug you. So you're only interested. And when somebody is interested, you do things when it's convenient. But when your heart is in it, you are committed. You know, committed, bottom line is result. How do I get something out of this? How do I make it happen? You never see a person who has invested in the stock and will be careless about it. He will be watching it. Your husband, those days, never slept. I know his husband, those days. He doesn't need to sleep. He'll be watching the thing moving. Which one is about to be? Is it crashing? Quickly, move it. They don't sleep. They are watching the stock. How it's moving. Glory be to God. You know, if you have an investment somewhere, you'll be committed to that thing. You know, you'll be interested in, you'll be committed to it. Committed to it. Because you have a stake in it. You'll be committed to it. Glory be to God. You know, I remember a part of the country, one part of my country, you know, the eastern part. If you're going to marry, God will help you. Amen. Oh, the prayer ketosaya, you must pay. Must pay very well so that you value the woman you are taking. Amen. That's what they think. Amen. If you pay, they will put the price. You must pay. Because when you pay and marry that woman, you will value her. You know what it cost you. It was not giving you free of charge. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, your heart will be in a thing where you have a stake. Where you have something that cost you. Many of us don't have anything against our account in heaven. So, we don't like we go to church. We don't like we worship God. We don't even worship Him. Because there's nothing. There's nothing there. But the Master said, lay no treasure here on earth. Where thieves will steal it. Where moth will eat it. Where it can get rust. Praise the Lord. But lay it in a place where it's secure, where it's safe. Where it's safe. Where it's safe. Brother, we must walk towards eternal relevance. Because we are only pilgrims here. Come and say, I'm a pilgrim. I'm a pilgrim. We are on pilgrimage. I mean, we are strangers here. No matter how long you remain here, you are going to go. Spend 120 years, you are going to leave. Praise the Lord. No matter how long you stay here, you are going to leave one day. You're going to leave one day. So if you leave, where are you going? Have you asked yourself, where am I going? What do I have against my account? Is there a mansion waiting for me or is it a boy's quarter? If I live in a mansion here on earth and I go there and there is no room for me, what am I going to do? So, what's against my account? How relevant am I eternally? How relevant am I eternally? I said to somebody, you see, we're not going to earn the reward. You're not going to work out the reward there. You only earn it there. You work it out here, then you earn it over there. Praise the Lord. Work it here and you earn it over there. You're not going to work it out there. There's no opportunity to work it over there. Once you've gone, you've gone. You can't work it out there. You work it here. The reward is waiting for you there. Good or bad is waiting for you there, but you work it out here. So, how relevant are we eternally? Eternally. Eternally. How much do we seek God? How much do we get hungry for God and for the things of God? How much? How much? The truth is that when we seek after the things of God, He will actually meet our own needs. You meet our own needs. Now what he said? He said, seek ye after the kingdom of God. Say, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness and his righteousness, then all these other things which the Gentiles run after shall what? Follow you. Seek ye his kingdom. Seek first his kingdom. Matthew chapter 6 verse what? 33. Seek his kingdom first and his way of doing, his righteousness, his way of doing things. His way of doing things. So when you do that, the things that the Gentiles run after, the things of the world, say they shall become an addition. They will follow you. God will make sure you have them. When you have your right priority, when you pursue eternal relevance first, you'll be irrelevant. Praise the Lord. Come say, when I pursue eternal relevance, God will make me earthly relevant. That's it. That is it. God said, I will make you earthly relevant. When we pursue eternal relevance, I will make you earthly relevant. When you do. Scripture about. Look at the scripture about a woman called Anna. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, there's a lady called Anna. Anna actually means favor. Anna. Favor. A lady called Anna. And this is we are told is was married to a man. A man. And this man have two wives. Glory be to God. You know, we are told, they started by telling us the story of Elkanah, who have two wives, Anna and Peninnah. Glory be to God. Anna was first mentioned, which means Anna might be the first wife. Because Anna was first mentioned. Glory be to God. Which means Anna possibly might be the first wife. Anna and Peninnah. But Anna had no children. Why? Peninnah had children. Praise the Lord. Anna had no children, but Peninnah had many children. He had sons and daughters. But Anna had none. But the Bible says, for the Lord shut her womb. Amen. For the Lord shut her womb. So I don't know what God has shut in your life, preparing you for great things, but get ready for something today. Amen. I say, get ready for something today. Amen. Because I know this service shall be a turning point for somebody. Amen. If you're that person, shout a better amen. Amen. It shall be a turning point for somebody. Anna had no children, but Peninnah had children. And every year they would go to Shiloh, the place where God's presence was, to worship the Lord, to worship God. And when they get there, normally the husband will offer the annual sacrifice. And they will give Peninnah a portion and portions to her children also. But they will give Anna just one portion because she had no children. Only one portion. And we are told that the adversary also, it was sort of fret her, God, you know, grieved her, caused her pain by possibly, you know, assaulting her and making mockery of her. You don't know what it means. Because some of you didn't come from a polygamous home. You don't know what it means. When you come from a polygamous home, you know what it means. For one woman to be in a polygamous home, not having children, others have children, they will call you one out of name. You're a stick, dry wood, nothing good out of you. Produce result, let's see, which result do you have? When other children are calling their mom, mommy, they will say, auntie. If they like to call you auntie, they will call you auntie. Because no matter how old you are, they say you have no proof. Praise the Lord. So, Bible says she was mocked year in, year out. Mocked year in, year out. She will cry. For every worship service they went for, she will cry herself silly. Because she became an object of mockery. Whatever is mocking you, you shall mock it today. Yeah. She became an object of mockery. Like, will this never end? People will call you names. They will speak behind you. Then they see, they smile at you. Oh, anyone that mock you today, they shall sing your praise. Yeah. Because today shall be your turning point. Yeah. Shall be your turning point. You mock her. You mock her. Call her names. So she was crying, year in, year out crying. To the point that she was so sad, one of the years that the husband said, Anna, why are you not happy? Why are you so sad? Am I not more than you than 10 children? He said, no. There's a place for your husband. There's a place for children. They're not the same. I love you. You're my husband. There's a place for your husband. There's also a place for children. I want children. So she arose from the place where they were. After they have eaten and drunk, she arose and separated herself from others and went to pray unto God. Went to cry unto God. Somebody is crying here today. Amen. Somebody is calling heaven to attention. Hear me, Lord. Hear me, Lord. This must not repeat itself. This must end today. This reproach must be rolled away from my life today. Enough is enough. So she went and cried unto God. Cry unto God. Pray herself out and say, Lord, I understand all along I've been seeking earthly relevance. All I've been seeking for is earthly relevance. I want to have children like others. I want to be just like others. But Lord, I desire an eternal relevance. Give me a son. Give me a son. And I'll give that son to you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So she did, you know, that prayer is not something, it was not ambiguous. It was not general all purpose prayer. It's specific prayer. Specific prayer. Lord, all along I've been desiring to have a child like others have. Desiring to just be like others, to also show that I can. But Lord, I have changed my perspective. I want to be eternally relevant. Glory be to God. Give me a son. When you give me that son, I'll give the son back to you to serve you. You never move God. We never hold God at such an angle that God will refuse you. She cried her heart out. She fulfilled a scripture. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things shall be added unto you. She fulfilled that verse of scripture. God had to intervene. Lord, I'm seeking your kingdom. No longer myself. I put myself aside. I'm seeking your kingdom. Give me a child to be in your house. I forget about my need. I don't need children for myself, but for you. For you. I'm seeking your kingdom, Lord. When she made that request, we're told that God granted her petition. The man of God in the house that day, Eli was the name, watched her prayed. She saw the woman just the leaves just moving. She didn't hear talk. And she said, woman, won't you put this drink away from you? Because she thought she was drunk. He thought she was drunk. I said, no, man of God, your maid servant is not the daughter of Belial. I'm not this one of these fellows. I'm simply crying out my bitterness before the Lord. I'm not drunk. It's my bitterness I'm pouring forth before the Lord. Who alone can help me? Because there's no other person that can help me. My husband can't help me. No man can help me. Only him. I say, okay, go. Thy petition is granted. Whatever you request today, the God of heaven, whom I represent here, shall grant it for you. Go. Your petition is granted. And the Bible says she went away contented. She went away and her countenance changed. She went and ate. She knew that God had heard her prayers. God did not just give her that child. Because we are told when that child was eventually born, she winned the child. After winning the child, she took the child and fulfilled her vow. She went to the house of the Lord back in Shiloh and gave the child to God. Left the child there to serve God. Chapter 2, we say, and God visited Anna, and she had 5 more children. Seek ye the kingdom of God first, and his righteousness, then all other things shall be added to you. When she gave God one, God gave her five. God shall visit you. Amen. I said, God shall visit you. Amen. She just gave God one. And God gave her five back. It's not a taskmaster. It's not a robber. It's a blessing. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. She sought the Lord. When you seek to be eternally relevant, God will make sure you are earthly relevant. Oh, make sure you are earthly relevant. When you make up your heart to seek the things of God. Church, I'm here to tell you to please bury every complacency. Destroy every complacency. Let your heart run after God. Only Him can bless you. Only Him can promote you. Only Him can establish you. Only Him can reach your dream. No man can do. No man can help the way you want to be helped. No man can do it for you. It's important. No man can do it. David said, send us help, O God, for vain is the help of man. Vain is the help of. Send us help. Vain. Because a man promised to help you. He can only help you if he's helped also. Is that not true? Everybody desires, everybody needs help. Who doesn't need help? Everybody needs help. So he can only help you if he himself is helped. If he's helped. Only God does not need any help. He's all sufficient. Glory be to God. All sufficient. Somebody promised, I'm going to give you, just look at you and say, oh boy, the way you look now, I want to give you $1 million. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then the man leaves you, after leaving you, God, that he has 10 million problems. You forget about your own. Glory be to God. You'll be wondering, where is he? He promised me 10 million. He promised 1 million. The man has more problems than you have now. He can't even help you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why your eyes must be on Jehovah. You have to be on Jehovah because only Him can help you. Nobody can help you. So when we seek to be eternally relevant, you see, God will make sure you are eternally relevant. We must learn to seek God. Seek the things of the kingdom. Desire to promote God's kingdom. Set your heart and making sure that things happen in God's house. That is the way to rise. That is the way to be lifted. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. That's the way. So Anna have cried all those years. Was God absent? No, God has been there still. But she didn't have the right key. May you have the right key today. God has been there all along. Every year they went for that worship, God was there. But she never saw God. She never had the encounter until it dawned on her that I'm having the wrong priority. Dawned on her. She embraced the right key. Lord, I don't need the child for myself. I need the child for you. The child for you. The child for you. And she made a vow. Lord, give me and I'll give it back to you. And the Lord answered that prayer with ease. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Today, you are going to write any need. Whatever it is going to come to this altar. Amen. You're going to come to this altar. Glory be to God. Because enough is enough. Amen. Enough is enough. We cannot be going through the same cycle. It happened last year. It's happening this year again. No, enough is. Say after me, say enough is. Enough is. Enough is. Enough is enough. No, Anna said, no, this thing must end this year. Praise the Lord. It must end in this worship. This season. I'm not going home again without a child. I must live here with my child. And she left with her child. Glory be to God. We are living here without breakthrough today. You are living here without testimony today. You are living here without your desire today. It is happening today in the name of Jesus. Happening today. You are living here with it. Glory be to God. It's not relevant. Relevant. Things don't happen when God is not in it. That's why I like David. In Psalm 127, he said, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Nothing don't work except God is in it. Except God is in it. It might look like it's working, it will crumble. If God is not in it. Glory be to God. How many great economies we are seeing have crumbled? How many big companies are closing up? How many supermarkets you knew when you come to this country have now gone into what? Administration, and some of them have even gone out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So many. So many closing up. So many. House of Fraser reducing all their sale outlets. didn't see it. Reduce all their sales outlet because they can't cope. Marks and Spencer, the same thing. Closing off some of their sales outlet. They can't cope. They can't cope. It just has to be God with you. It has to be God with you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. When God is far, things don't work. When God is far, things don't work. And what does the devil try to do with you? He will delay the answer so you can run away from God. You shall not run away. That's the trick of the devil. It's after your eternal life. You think that, oh, it's not happening so quick. Why is it not happening? Then you get angry. You get frustrated. Then you pack it up and say, I'm not going to church again. I'm not going to read my Bible again. I'm not going to pray again. In fact, I pray so long, I'm not praying again. Hey, that's what the devil wanted you to do. Praise the Lord. If God is not in it, nothing happens. Look what the Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 14. We'll take it quickly and we're rounding up the service now. 2 Chronicles chapter 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 14. So Abijah slept with his fathers and they buried him in the city of David, and Asa his son reigned in his stead. In his days, the land was quiet 10 years. And Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. For he took away the altars of the straying gods and the high places and break down the images and cut down the groves and commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers and to do the law and the commandments. Also he took away out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the images, and the kingdom was quiet before him. Why? Because he sought God. Glory be to God. Verse 9, and there came out against him Zerah the Ethiopian with an host of 1,300 chariots and come unto Maresha. And then Asa went out against him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zephatah at Maresha. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with that, or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let no man prevail against thee. No man shall prevail against you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So the Lord smote the Ethiopian before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. Who smote the Ethiopians? Who smote the Ethiopians? Is it Asa? No. The Lord smote the Ethiopians. God shall fight for you. God shall fight for you. You shall hold your peace because God shall fight for you. And the Lord smote the Ethiopians and they fled. They came as multitude, but they fled before Ephtani people. They shall flee from you. I said, the enemy shall flee from you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Ethiopians fled. They fled. They fled from Asa because Asa sought the Lord. Asa sought the Lord. Anna saw the Lord. Asa saw the Lord. It's not the problem around you. It's who is with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's who is with you. Who is with you? Who is going with you? Who is going with you into the battlefront? Who is going with you? That word matter. It's not who is coming against you, but who is going with you. With you. He sought the Lord. He sought the Lord. He sought the Lord. Who are you seeking? Are you seeking after men or you're seeking after God? Who are you seeking? Because many times things happen to us, we are seeking after men. You call this one, and that sister didn't answer my phone call. And I called that brother, they didn't even come. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. He didn't ask you to seek men, seek the Lord. Because when you begin to seek men, you'll be disappointed and you'll be quarreling with yourself, quarreling with everybody. Then you break the gap. God can't reach you. You'll be far from God. Seek the Lord and be at peace. Stop seeking men's attention. That's why you get disappointed. That's why you get frustrated. Stop seeking men's attention. Anna was frustrated until he sought God's attention. Crying herself out. Crying herself silly every year until she chose to seek God's attention. And her story changed. Your story shall change today. stop seeking men's attention. Things happen around you. No matter the multitude came against Asa. Multitudes of Ethiopians. They were more superior than superior. Ethiopians were, you know, they're very superior those days. Ethiopians. They were a force. They ruled over the world too, like Egypt did. So they were a force. People fear Ethiopians when they come around. But he sought God, and God fought for him. God shall fight for you. Amen. He sought God, and God fought for him. Stop seeking men. That's what I'm here to tell you. Stop seeking after men. Little things happen to you. You are calling everyone. I mean, so many times I had challenges. I don't even call who. I just spoke to heaven. Glory be to God. And heaven intervened. Because I have more. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Heaven will always intervene when you seek heaven. When you seek God, he always intervened. So he sought God and God intervened. God fought the enemy for him and he had his peace. And what did he do? The Bible says, after that Asa had defeated the Ethiopians, they came with the spoil. They gathered the spoil, they came. And when they came, they worshiped God. They are worshiping God. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon one of them and began to prophesy. Glory be to God. Look at what he said. Chapter 15. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. And he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you. Why ye be with him? Do you see it? The Lord is with you. Why ye be with him? And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. We shall not forsake God. I say, we shall not forsake God. We shall seek him in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now for a long season Israel have been without the true God and without a teaching priest and without law. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. And in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in, but great vexation were upon all the inhabitants of the countries. And nation were destroyed of nation and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversity. Oh, that is what we are seeing today. Nation fighting nation. Peace is no more in homes. Peace is no more in city. Peace is no more anywhere. People lack peace. People are trouble. People are facing depression. Everyone is on antidepressant. It's evil. Go and ask our GP, our medical doctor, and let them tell you what the situation on ground is terrifying. It's horrible. The mental disease happening today is worse than any time ever. Go anywhere, people have problem with their mind. Because the devil is bombarding people's mind. All they see is failure. All they see is depression. So how many people are on antidepressant, which is killing them also? Because someone on antidepressant cannot think well again. Say, peace was nowhere. No peace anywhere. No peace. Evil everywhere. Vexation of spirit. Vexation everywhere. War between nations. Things not working. Dryness. An end is coming to it. I say, an end is coming to it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And when as I heard these words, and the prophecy of Eder the prophet, he took courage. Come and say, I'll take courage. Come and say, I'll take courage. And put away the abominable idols out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim. And renew the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. Come on, you shall renew God's altar in your home today in the name of Jesus. He renewed the altar of God, altar of prayer. He renewed the place of covenant with God. Amen. He renewed it. He said, now I make up my mind to seek the Lord, to seek Jehovah. Enough of this wayward life. Enough of this in today, out tomorrow. Enough of one leg in the church, one leg outside. Enough of dual lifestyle. Enough of living a life that is full of compromise. I will live for God and try God and test God. If God be God, let him be God. Amen. Let him be God. If God be God, let him be God. Enough of
Enough of, you know, that's why a man of God said, God asked him one day, can you use one eye to look at me and one eye to look at man, one eye at me? Can you do that? Say, Lord, one eye to look at God, one eye to look at man. Is it possible? That's what we are doing. That's why we are struggling. One eye, God, are you there? One eye, man. So Elijah said, if God be God, let him be God. If bad be bad, follow bad. If it's God, follow God. Don't be divided between opinions. Choose one. Choose one. Choose one. So they make a choice. We're going to serve only Jehovah. We're not going to serve all those idols. They are nothing. They are wood that cannot talk. They are stone that can't help those who trust in them. We're not going to follow them. We're not going to follow any man. I made a choice. I'm going to follow God. If God be God, let him be God over my life, over my fears. I will follow God. I will not follow man. I made a choice. I made a choice. I made a choice. It must be God and God alone. So he said, let's make a choice. They made a choice. They offer to the Lord with great joy. They offer to the Lord with great joy. But they enter into a covenant with God. Say, if any man do not seek God, we'll kill him. Anyone who do not seek Jehovah, we will kill the person. Because we don't want any abomination. We don't want anything that will derail us. We want to be in God's favor. Want to be in God's touch. Want to be at God's right hand. Want God to help us. We don't want the help of anyone. We don't want the help. We want God's help. They make enter into a covenant to seek God and God alone. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, verse 10. So they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the third month, in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. And they offer unto the Lord the same time of the spoil which they have brought, 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep. And they enter into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their father with all their heart and with all their soul, that whosoever will not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. And they swear unto the Lord with a loud voice and with shouting and with trumpets and with cornets, and all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they have sworn with all their heart and sought him with their whole desire, and he was found of them. And the Lord gave them rest round about. Come on, it shows enough rest round about. You shall enjoy rest round about. Rest round about. Rest round about. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord give them rest round about. Rest. Total rest. Total rest. God is bringing rest your way. Your struggle is over. I say your struggle is over. Financial struggle is over. Marital struggle is over. Economic struggle is over. Health struggle is over. God is bringing rest all around you. 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 And the Lord give them rest round about. You shall enjoy a round about rest. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Get them rest round about. You don't know what it means to have rest? To have rest? If you have not struggled before, you don't know what rest. You don't understand what rest is. Rest. You understand what rest is? Rest is. What do you mean by rest? If you've been struggling to make ends meet, now you have overflow. What are talking about? Rest. Now we're talking about rest. If all we've been enjoying is 1,000, God said, I'll bring 100,000. If you have been struggling with 1,000, say, I'll bring you into millions. Amen. Oh, shout a better amen. Yeah. Stop doubting in your heart. Say, hey. It's very possible. Amen. Very possible. That's what we mean by rest. You've been trekking everywhere. You say, I'll give you a Mercedes Benz. I'll give you a Jeep. I'll give you your car, the car you desire. Amen. Glory be to God. That's what we're talking about. Struggling with job, you say you have more. You will now be making a choice. Glory be to God. Struggling with a spouse, you say they will line up. Amen. Amen. Then you'll be walking and say, you. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say, I'll give you rest round about. Round about.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, say rest. Come on, say I enter. I enter into my rest. Into my rest. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Enter into your rest. That's what the Lord said I should tell you today. Enter into your rest. Rest. Your rest start from here. Your rest start from here. Your rest start from here. In the name of Jesus. They offered unto the Lord. The Bible said they offered unto God 700 sheep. Amen. 7,000 bullocks. They offer this unto the Lord with joy, with excitement, with gratitude. They offer unto the Lord, and God said, I have come down. When Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offering, God said, I am coming down. I have come down. I'm going to do something. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So I was asking the Lord, Lord, this rest you are speaking to me about, how do you enforce it? How going to enforce this rest? Lord said, do what they did. Tell my people to do what they did. They offered 700. It's in the sevens. 700, 7,000. Bible doesn't joke with numbers. They offered 700 sheep, 7,000 bullocks. They offered it unto God with joyfulness, with excitement. They celebrated. They rejoiced. So we are going to dance here. We are going to celebrate. We are going to praise God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because you are stepping into your rest. I say you are stepping into your rest. You are stepping into your rest. You are stepping into your rest. In the name of Jesus.
We know that you have been blessed by this message. For more information on how to get more messages, visit our website at salemeurope.org. We believe in Salem, that God is healing, saving, and making many mighty. See you there.